This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl. Austin, Texas is for some pretty much the center of the universe for the next couple of weeks. South by Southwest is in session starting on Friday. I'll be there talking about news and social media on a panel. But before the tech crowd and the film buffs and the music lovers descend on that fair city, South by Southwest education is going on right now, which is where we've dialed up Marketplace's Adrian Hill. Hey, Adrian.
Hey, Kai.
So how is it? What's it like?
Well, we're getting things ready for you. Here's what I'd say. There are signs going up. There are tents going up. But this is really the calm before the booze-filled extravaganza that you are about to step foot in.
I don't think a couple of beers is a booze-filled extravaganza. You've been there, what, 3-4 days now, yeah?
I have.
What are you seeing that the rest of us are going to see pretty soon coming to our kids' classrooms?
Well, for people who are in school districts that haven't handed out computers or tablets to every kid, there's a sense that that day is coming soon for everyone. Here's Tom Leonard. He's superintendent of Eanes Independent School District here in Austin.
Technology in schools right now is like the infancy of the automobile. For a while, when the automobile was just starting, the horse was more effective. It really was. But we knew we were going in the direction of the car, so we had to get there. And right now I think that's what's happening in classrooms. And you're seeing teachers struggle with that somewhat. But good school districts know we need to get there, and we'll get there.
So long, horses. This is happening all over the country in all kinds of districts. And tech entrepreneurs are fighting to get into the classroom and really on those machines and make money from that.
Yeah, I think we're mostly, at my kids' schools, I think we're mostly in the horse phase. I mean, right? they're trying, but they're not quite there yet. What about the kids? What are kids doing now, you know?
Well, there is a trend here. There's a whole lot of making going on, and basically products that are sort of the technification of toys. We're talking about doodling in 3D, really, really elaborate Lego robots, and of course, Kai, coding.
Yeah.
A lot of coding. Here's teacher Claire Novi from Miami.
Coding is now pushing down into the lower grades. We're talking kindergarten level.
Man. So, Kai, we might want to prepare for a world where your second grader is making apps.
She'd probably be pretty good at it. I don't even know. What else is there? I mean, it can't all be just, you know, like tech and toys and all that stuff, right?
It's not. One thing that's really interesting that's popped out to me is there's all this talk about kids' feelings and whether or not they feel like they fit in and feel like they belong. And there's interesting data showing that really matters as far as their performance goes. The Austin superintendent also told me about an interesting trend in teaching entrepreneurship to high schoolers, basically with the idea that this economy might not create jobs for them, so they're in the future going to have to create jobs for themselves. And then there are those really supremely practical things. Here's Dallas Dance, who's the superintendent of Baltimore County Schools.
Usually school systems have about 5 to 6 different systems they operate from. Your learning management system can be one, your grade book's another, your student information system's one. You may have a data dashboard or a warehouse somewhere else. We're creating BCPS1, which will be a one-stop shop for everyone.
Maybe a one-stop shop database is only the thing school superintendents can get excited about, but, you know, it's a big deal in the education world.
Marketplace's Adrian Hill from our Learning Curve team. She is down in Austin, Texas at South by Southwest EDU. Adrian, thanks a bunch.
Thanks, Guy.
There is more of our daily coverage of South by the way. It's at marketplace.org. That includes our blog. It's called the Marketplace Daily Download. Check it out.